This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
The reverberations of this conflict are being felt globally, and Alberta certainly not immune. This week, the province announced plans to expand the Alberta Security Infrastructure Program grant, so it will include Jewish and Islamic schools in our province for the next 12 months. Necessary step, but at the same time, it's a bit of a sad commentary on how this is all playing out. Let's chat with Mike Ellis, who is the Minister of Public Safety and Emergency Services in Alberta. Minister, thank you for being here. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks very much. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
Why did you decide this step was necessary? It seems like a pretty obvious answer, but just tell us what you've been seeing and hearing and why we felt this was something that had to be done.
Yeah, I appreciate it. This is really motivated by listening to parents of folks of Jewish faith, or Muslim faith. Both sides reached out to me, and it really was about the kids. The kids were feeling unsafe when going to school. Places of worship were feeling unsafe. And just to expand on that, yeah, it is about schools, but it's also about the places of worship yeah. as well. So the ACES grants will affect them as well. And, it broke my heart to hear stories of small children saying, hey, mom, dad, are things going to be happening to us? And I think you know my background, Shay. I'm a police officer. Yep. I certainly believe in helping people and protecting people. So I figured out a way how to expand the grants, expand opportunities for presence at the schools and places of faith. And that's really what this is about protecting the kids.
This security infrastructure plan, it hasn't been around that long. It's only been around since 2021. And I'm sure a lot of Albertans don't even know what it is or what it does. Tell us why it was brought in and how, like you say, it's primarily been focused around places of worship up until now. But just give us a bit of background on ASIP.
Yeah, well, there has been an increase of hate-motivated crimes, harassment, vandalism. Of course, we would all agree with that Albertans should be able to live and worship freely and safely. And so these grants were put in place. I think the total is about $231 individual grants, $2.41 million in total. But it kind of helps improve the security. So one thing through what is known as crime prevention through environmental design increases the security, so better fencing, better security cameras, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But that being said, we've expanded the grant because of what has gone on since October 7th, as an example. And so now they can have security guards to help with the schools. And then again, expanded to that officer presence component as well.
And there's also a piece for the Alberta Sheriffs in this too. Not necessarily part of this grant that we're talking about, but you're going to make them more available if people feel they're needed too, right?
Yeah. So again, motivated by the parents, they had actually looked at. So I don't know what they say in Edmonton and Calgary. They're called pay duties, which is kind of like officers on overtime that would be paid to do certain duties. And they looked at it both in Calgary and Edmonton and realized it was quite expensive. And so I had to think outside the box and go, well, wait a second. I mean, what you're asking for is basically an armed presence mm-hmm. at the school so that the parents and kids can feel as though if there was a threat that someone was close by to respond. So that's really it was about making those officers available. The parents of both the Jewish and Muslim communities have indicated to me that they're happy to pay for that service themselves, and we're happy to make that available to them.
In terms of the grant and how schools could, what do they need to do? And I'm sure you've already been in contact. There's not a whole bunch of those schools in the province. What are they looking for? What are they planning to do with the funding that you're making available?
So we had a tech debrief with them yesterday, I believe it was. First of all, I think they were very appreciative. One of the folks that was standing on stage with us is a principal at one of the schools. I think there's, forgive me here, I think somewhere between 25, 28 schools. So they would be looking at just increasing security. So whether it be through cameras, certain types of fencing, maybe making sure that, windows are secure, maybe there's shrubbery or something that maybe needs to be cut down as an example. But again, it goes through the lens of what is known as crime prevention through environmental design. So anyway, always happy to do, from an infrastructure perspective, whatever it takes to make these schools safer.
Minister, and it's been expanded for 12 months here, but obviously I imagine this is a starting point, right? It's just sort of, let's do this now and see how it goes, but have it in place, and it could go beyond that if needed.
Yeah. I mean, obviously we'll reassess.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, obviously the infrastructure stuff is, the infrastructure. However, whether it requires the, more security presence, whether like physical security presence, or if it requires, a continuation of officer presence as an example, again, we'll continue to reassess that as time goes on.
Minister, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate you being here.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.